Well, South African house prices could get a much-needed boost if history is anything to go by. Analysts say that the elections will cause a rebound in the property industry, as has been in the case in previous years. But this may only be seen later this year after the seasonally quiet winter months. For analysis on this, we're joined in studio by John Jack, who is the CEO of Galetti Corporate Real Estate. John, thank you so much for your time. Before we talk about the why you see this uptick happening towards the later part of the year, let's talk about the performance of the commercial property sector, say, over the last 5 years or so.
Sure. So, you know, you've really seen in the last 18 months, even call it 24 months, it's been difficult to get transactions across the line. You've seen tenants taking longer to make decisions. There's been this narrative of the elections, we're just going to wait for the elections, we're going to wait for the elections, and that really has been the case. In a normal deal cycle for a lease, from the time you speak to someone to the time it's concluded, might usually take about 90 days. Now it's taking anywhere between 180, even an entire year to conclude that deal. So you've seen the softening in the industry, and as a result, you've seen a lot of vacancy uptick. I mean, you've seen Sandton. Sandton's got quite a serious vacancy at the moment. And everyone sort of asks you, but you see all these new developments and you see the cranes in the sky. What no one realizes is that those deals were committed sort of 2 years ago. So they take a long time to build those buildings, and when they eventually are constructed, people move over and leave vacancies. So it's been a tricky market, and one which everyone's just had a bit of a wait and see attitude. Mm. But now I think with the elections having taken place and largely no big scares and nothing out of the ordinary, we're seeing people come back to market and suddenly take decisions, which is great.
Okay. So maybe you can school us a little bit about how, you know, the commercial property sector works. I mean, what are some of the key drivers that keep this market going, and what can suddenly just bring things to a grinding halt?
Sure. It's the occupier. Yeah. It's the person who manufactures cans. It's the law firm. It's the architect. It's the ad agency. It's all of these businesses. It's the whole economy. All of the entrepreneurs starting up their new businesses, taking up new space. It's driven by leases. And so your commercial property is valued on the back of a lease. The better the client, the more someone's willing to pay to buy that building. And so when those occupiers start to struggle, and when the cash sort of gets pulled out of the economy, you really see a situation where it's very expensive to move. Often 1 year to 2 years worth of rental is capitalized up front for your fit out and your new furniture and all of that. And now people struggle to move, and suddenly businesses are shrinking, and you see that type of movement in the market, which means vacancies increase. And as vacancies increase, obviously that property is not generating an income anymore. and that causes problems.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. So we've had the elections. What signs since then have you seen that are now leading you to believe that we're going to see things turn around in the commercial scene?
You know, it's amazing. In the last week, literally this week, we've seen close to 400 million rands worth of offers come into, I mean, people are saying, draft the offer, let's go. Let's transact on this. I want to buy it from new developments like Illova Point. Mm-hmm. For example, it's a new development which has come out looking for office occupiers. People are suddenly phoning us and saying, let's go, let's do the deal. So it's interesting to see that, because it obviously means that everyone had been waiting and waiting and waiting, and when there was no issue, suddenly they come to market. So I think it's going to be quite an exciting time, and it's across the board. You know, some of those offers are coming in on industrial property. Some of those offers are coming in for office. We're taking two petrol stations to the market in Natal next week. So it's a very different, literally across all sectors, that you're starting to see this huge take up a property happening all of a sudden. Where you will see some delay, and where you will see the sort of the clock running down, is where those occupiers want to move and they want to relocate or consolidate or expand their current operations. That's going to take time. That takes at least a year for that to start hitting the ground. But for people buying property, we're certainly seeing that demand come into the market.
Okay. Yeah. Based on that then, what would need to happen in the economy to keep that demand in a sustainable pattern, and perhaps even go further than that?
I think anyone investing in the economy, and I'm talking about businesses and across the board, needs to know that their investment is secure. So we saw a lot of money moving out of the economy. Mm-hmm. We're going to see a lot of money moving back into the economy. You can already see the rand strengthening. And I think it's just certainty, you know. So policy certainty, certainty around the government, what they're doing, how are they going to generate growth? It's going to be a massive task for them to do this, for them to actually stimulate the economy, because I don't think it's in a good place. Well, it's clearly not in a good place. You know, we've seen very little growth in the South African economy, and that growth and that stimulation is what's going to be required to actually drive the market. Mm. Yeah.
What are your expectations for the listed property scene, perhaps even your outlook?
Listed property scene, I think, you know, people come out with reports and say we're seeing rental reversions, and rental reversions are at the end of a tenant's lease, they will renew for a new term. And generally, the landlords would always like to, you know, at least keep that rental the same, maybe move it up slightly. And we're seeing these rentals now being renewed at lower levels. And you see people come and report that, you know, we've seen a 20% decline in rentals or 30% decline in rentals. And so I don't know if that's across the board, or it certainly doesn't seem it's across the board. It's in one or two specific buildings where that lease has escalated way above market, and maybe market's just been stable. And that needs to work itself out of the system. These leases are typically 5 years, 7 years, 10-year leases. And so they come up at the time that they, you know, when there's an expiry, it's time to renew. And slowly those leases work their way out and either renew back at a lower level or sort of stay stable. And that's going to take some time to work out. So from the listed property sector, if they're seeing big reversions in their rentals, that's going to impact them. That's going to impact their dividends. That's going to impact their performance for the year. And certainly, if that is the case, they're not going to perform that well. However, when you start seeing take-up and demand in the market from these occupiers, then you see less and less vacancy, which then allows those funds to perform. Yeah.
All right, let's leave it there. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks so much.
That's John Jack, who is the CEO of Gelady Corporate Real Estate.